Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, in this African Sunday, I'll be teaching you on what I titled you, how to prolong your life. If you don't listen to me in the first 10 minutes or 5 minutes of this sermon, you are going to be biased. You will think I'm preaching heresy. So I beg you to please listen, because it's deep. It's deep. It's only one instruction to do, and that instruction will give me, make me give you 8 points of what to do. But it's only one thing that you need to do to prolong your life. Carry a Bible with me to Luke chapter 12, from verse 15 to 21. And he said unto them, take heed, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a man, of a certain rich man, brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and marry. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether or not you pray for long life, it is important you know this today, that your living long is not and is no longer in the hands of God. I beg before I started to listen to me for the next 5-10 minutes, so the rest will be easy for you. Once you miss this beginning, you are going to be biased. You think I'm preaching heresy. Your living long on earth is no longer in the hands of God. It's up to you to play your role, because God has already concluded your living long on earth. If you don't play your role, then you might not live long. Prolonging your days means prolonging your life. When you pay close attention to the Bible, you will find out that the Bible contains the thoughts of God to men, and God made them to record it to mankind from one generation to the other. I told you to please follow me. If you have any person beside you that has big mouth to always talk, buy the person and follow me. I pray for you, you will live long. So, when you know this today, you will know that long life is not, Father, give me long life. Father, give me long life. It's already provided for you. You have it already. Can I pray for you? You will not lose it. Long life is not what you begin to pray for. The reason is that long life is and has been given to you already. It is not what you assess through prayer. It is what you assess by knowledge. Don't forget that. I repeat, long life is not assessed by prayer. It's by knowledge. how this kind of knowledge is Bible-based knowledge, is gotten from the immutable Word of God, which has been conveyed to us from one generation to the other. Thank you, Lord. I pray for just one person here. You will not miss your part in life. And because it's there for us to study, to know. Unbelievers might live long for 140 years. I saw one woman on TikTok yesterday. She lived for 140 years. I will tell you why people live long today. The first thing that made people live long. If you are still here, shout a big amen. Amen. Now I show you a promise of God concerning long life and the fulfillment of God concerning long life. Follow me. Psalm 91 verse 6. You read it yourself. 91:16. Can you read it yourself? I'm not going to read it now. Everybody read it yourself. Go. The Lord said, He will satisfy you with what? The Lord said, satisfy you with what? Why am I not hearing you? The Lord says, I'll tell you what? A child does not pray for what God the Father has said already, because the Father will give him. But maybe the Father is not capable, but we have a God that is capable. Come, follow me. I'm still showing you something. So this was the promise. Now come and see the fulfillment in John chapter 10, verse 10. A thief cometh not, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Next one said, but I, Jesus, came to give you life. Your response is not good. To give you life how? So, the promise, Psalm 91, the fulfillment, Jesus came. He said, I've come to give it to you. You will not miss it. So, long life is what God has already given to you. I'm praying for 10 people. Since you are not in mood to say amen, you will not miss it. Amen. Now, however, though this privilege is free, it is important you know today that there are things you do so that this free commodity will be yours forever. Somebody say, I hear you. You will not die young. I'm not hearing you. You will not die young.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 16. You will see there. So God's responsibility for your living long came as a promise and came again as a fulfillment. John 10:10. And he didn't stop there. But the God is teaching you now that for you to live long, there are some things to pay attention to. If you don't pay attention to these, anything can happen. There are rules for you living long. Hey, you will not break the rule.
Amen.
Not here. You will not break the rule.
Amen.
Let me read Proverbs 28 verse 16. The prince that wanted understanding is also a great oppressor, but that's not where I'm going to. But he that hated covetousness shall what? Everybody are not reading. You need to read. Go. Everybody go now. I want you to start from the birth and continue. Go, loud and clear. Go now. Bros, you want to live long? You've got to run from covetousness. Sis, you want to live long? You've got to run from covetousness. I read for you from Amplified. Proverbs 28:16. Amplified now. But he who ate unjust gain, that means of covetousness. He who ate unjust gain. He who hate covetousness. Look at it. He who hate covetousness and unjust gain shall. You want to live long? Then say no to covetousness. See, I hear you. You know, most of us, I said, when you come to church like this, we all behave normal. But remove the Holy Spirit, church is a scam.
everybody behave as if they are normal, as if they are fine. Waiting after service, you see madness of people from the church after service. Then outside the church, you see more crazy. Then outside there, you will see mad, but they are normal in the church. The word of God is good for you. Pay attention to it. He who hate covetousness. The pastor that hate covetousness. The member that hate covetousness. The politicians that hate covetousness. The whatever that hate covetousness. He will prolong this automatically. So long life is not by prayer or successful prayer. It's accessed by knowledge. Father, give this one knowledge. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He who hate unjust gain. He who hate covetousness. You want to gather and gather and gather and gather and gather. He said he will die before his time. It's not prolonged his days. You will not die before your time. So your hatred for covetousness is the antidote for you to live long. Father, deliver me from covetousness. You are not going to say it again? I'm not hearing you. I want you to say it loud and clear. Go. Say it again loud and clear. Let me hear you now. The term covetousness means unjust gain. Dishonest profit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord said, there's somebody under the sound of my voice here now. They said your dream will not come to pass. Then once you're back, they said the Lord said, I have started to execute it. So this is the reason why I said before that it is not accessed through prayer, because God has given it to mankind through Christ. So God, through Christ you have it. You have long life already. Don't go and look for trouble that will cut your life short. See, I hear you. So when you begin to practice what God says, oh my dear, you will live long. So let's live long. Like, oh Lord, give me long life. Long life, long life, long life. Long easy life. He said, don't do Ojukokoro. Ojukokoro means inside eye. What is not your own, you want it. What somebody worked for 20 years, you want to have it, you have not even finished university. You want to put on Louis Vuitton. You want to enjoy what somebody has worked. What is covetousness? It is one thing. It is wanting. No, ambition is good. You can have ambition. But covetousness is wanting what is not yours. It's wanting what should not be yours now. It is wanting what you should not have. Covetousness is uncontrolled envy. Uncontrolled obsession. From envy to obsession. It is stored there. Then uncontrolled passion. You want it so badly. It's either I get it or I die. Why can't I have a home like this? Why can't I build a mansion? Look at me, somebody. Stop writing. No matter how we pray, somebody will have something that you don't have. No matter how we pray, somebody will have some things before you have it. And you know what? No matter what you think, there is something to you that you have that some people don't have. But unfortunately, that thing we know they see him. The only one we are seeing is the one in the hand of another person. May the Lord deliver you from covetousness. I know the amen is going to be terrible, but I pray again for you that the Lord will deliver the church, this church, you and I, from covetousness. If you are the one I pray for, let your amen be the loudest here. Covetousness. Virtually is a terrible thing because it will make you begin to seek what God has not prepared for you now. There are things a parent has prepared for a child, but you have time to get it. You want to get what you are supposed to get by 40, by 50. You want to get it at 16. That's why Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first. Say, seek ye first. Come on, go. And it's what Jesus says, every other thing will be added to you. What you have been crying for, the Lord will give to you cheaply. Money and possession, you have it, you have money and possession, can never satisfy man. And that is why people, in the place of, I want to have more money, I want to have more money, I want to have more money, more possession, they do what? They find. Are you still there? If you are there, somebody say, I'm here. Okay. Come. Psalm 119, verse 36. Money and possession, it doesn't be commitment. Doesn't be contentment. People are still pursuing it. Some of us, even if you have 100 billion, it's not enough. Psalm says, incline my heart. Psalm 119, verse 36. Unto your testimonies. And not to covetousness. Why? Covetousness, it can kill. Follow me, I'm going to show you 8 points and I will end this service. Thank you, precious Lord. Our God is good. And you know what? You will have something to show for His goodness. A lot of people, they have gone in trouble because of covetousness. I have seen young people, young girls, young boys die because of it. They were interviewing the girl. She said, it is 419 boys you want. Why? I said, because somebody yawo fun yon, somebody yawo fun yon. Ben, somebody yawo fun yon. That's what she wants. That's what she wants. And so don't be surprised when you hear that tomorrow, they have used her. I pray for all our children, nobody will use them. But beyond amen, you know what? Let's begin to teach them. If you have a child that is always going for what belongs to another person, you have a child that lost what is in the hand of another person, after she has taken her own or his own, he wants to take this one. It's a signal for you that that child has covetous spirit. And so you have to begin to pray. We say, you want more, Isha? That child will one day use you for ritual. Should I still continue? So to prolong your life, you've got to do just what? Say no to what? Covetousness. And pray to God, Father, deliver me from covetousness. I have a very wonderful habit that what is not mine is not mine. I remove my eyes from me. If you like, drive jet and drop it there. I will not collect your number after the service. I will not say hi to you. I will not say hello. There is no big deal about anybody that has anything. They had it because, and the God made them to have it around because your own is coming. And they had it because there are things they must have done. So find out if it's godly, what they have done is godly, and follow. If it's not godly, then please wait on God. And please, if you are waiting, you are not waiting to be wasted. You are waiting because God is doing something behind the scene. And when you are waiting, I've told you, what does a waiter do? A waiter serve. So serve as you are waiting. And what God has for God is, He has promised He will never fail. I will follow Him. I will honor Him. My God has promised
He will never fail.
His faithfulness
is forevermore. His faithfulness.
1 Timothy 3:3.
It's for heaven.
You see, leaders that are covetous, they want everything. The ones that are rich are their friends.
You see, when at these conventions, she wants to go to every party. She wants to have every shoe. Ben. She will compare her husband with anybody. Even if the person is a goat. You see, parents that are on conventions, they will tell their children, go outside and make money. Kelechi is making money. Kelechi is making money. What happened to you? Make money for me, my friend. Your friend are making money. Do they have two heads? We read today that in Ikorodu, a man and his mother used the last born of the family for ritual. It runs in the family. So watch very well. And God will deliver you if your spouse, your husband or wife is covetous. That family will cry or go down. Or somebody will die there before somebody will learn. Long life is not what you claim. Long life is not what you shout about. You assess it by knowledge. Can I pray for 80 of you receive knowledge? You want to live long. Whatever you don't have now, you don't need. Whatever is yours, when you have done all you are supposed to do, is coming. You will get it. Because God is faithful. 1 Timothy 3:3. Not given to wine, nor striker, nor greedy of filthy wealth. That's meaning of luxury. Now, but patient. Are you patient? Not a brawler, nor covetous. You want to live long? Follow this. Be patient. Don't be covetous. Don't let anybody push you. At 53, you don't have a house. Tell them Abraham was 76, was he living with his father? Don't let anybody intimidate you. I don't care about your body language. If I go, we punish that body language. Listen to me so that you can live long. I have seen people around me die because of covetousness. I have seen people thinking I am slow and they are fast. I have seen men thinking they are fast, but they died. I want to pray for you. You will not use your hand to kill yourself. In your mind, enter my office and say, Daddy, next tomorrow they will transfer 280 million in your account. I call Paul. I said, Paul, come. See what he said again. I said, you are looking for debt. You are looking for debt. I said, because you have involved me, that money will not come. So you will transfer the money to church account. I will now be sending to people. You want to use me as maga, Abby? I pray for a family, and the Lord delivered them. The sickness was very long sickness, very bad sickness. So we went to a long day's fasting. They follow all the instructions. I gathered all the pastors on the mountain. They bought Bibles, did everything. And the Lord healed this family. All of them, the Lord healed them. After the Lord healed them, they sent 25 million to my account. And they said to me, sir, for all you've done, you and the man that introduced us, we bless you with 25 million. And I had a very bad dream that day. So I called the man that they sent, the man that brought them. I said, the people you brought to me sent 25 million. You know what he said? He said, they have not given that kind of money. I said, they said we should bless it. He said, give me 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you know what he did? He said, I think the money should not be between two of us, between three of us. I said, there's no point. Who's the third person? He said, his wife. His wife was one that met, not them. I said, okay. I said, no, you and your wife, she had the money. Please, church, don't be ashamed. I turn my back. Am I guilty? You are afraid. I will not know what you said now. Am I guilty? I will not know who said yes or no. Am I the thief? So I said, you and your wife, you will not believe it too. They killed themselves. It's like 25 B. M, not K. Not 20 K. It's M. M has to see K. And K has to see B. So I transferred you bulk of 25 million. And the devil said to me, you're a fool. I said, yes. I'm a fool. I want to live long. I want to live. If you are the one, you will not take home. Am I far or anything that they will come and kill your son? Do you know why they kill people? It's not up to 3 million. No. You don't know why they kill people? They kill people not because of 3 million. No. It's because of 200,000. Nobody will take you. No matter what I preach here, some of you, even as I preach now, come in and say, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, The woman called and said, sir, daddy. I said, eh? He said, yes. I said, it is your family that money is big in your eyes. I said, what is in front of me is more than that. Take it. Ah, I say, I want you to make a would you need to hear? I say, amen. When their battle started. In fact, I did not call the man back to tell him anything. Should I don't need it. When they started fighting, I don't know. It was when one poisoned the other that the man I brought called and said, oh, hello, sir. What is happening? I said, how? The family, I said, I don't understand. The money you sent to me, that I should give to us of it, I have sent it to them. They say, why? He said, I didn't tell him. I said, there's no problem. He said, there's no problem. That is what I can tell you. I have worked out on money that are very, very big. I know what? Thank God I walk out and they kill themselves. Have you noticed that when 2-3 people are looking for something and there's a money there, one person wants them to bring it, collect it, and kill the other. Money makes family to turn their back against each other. Do you know why? Because there's a seed of covetousness in them. Put your hand on your chest. Every seed of covetousness in my life, get out now in the name of Jesus. Say, I uproot you by fire. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. If you are one of them, then say a big amen. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 9. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 9. I read from here. Woe to him that coveted an evil covetousness to his house. Are you there? Okay, read your own. Go. Do you know why you are not reading it out? Because it's about covetousness. It's about blessing. And blessing of the Lord is upon my home and my children. You read out. I'll read it for you. See, covetousness will bring curse upon somebody's house. Woe to him that coveted an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high. That's it now. You want to bam bam? You want to bam bam? Abby? You want to be with the big boys, eh? Don't remove it though. That he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. You see? Immediately you are covetous, you have opened your family to attacks from evil places. I pray for you. Covetousness will not finish you. Why are you not seeing them now? Have you seen people that you will bring into a particular place of blessing? And their plan is to collect that place of blessing from you. It starts from here, covetousness. And it's in the church too. It's even from the altar. Because the Bible says, among my people are the wicked. The people that are running this country or whatever country, and they are covetous, most of them are even churchgoers. Should I continue? Am I safe? Will you attack me after the service? Okay. And let me tell you, once you are covetous, you begin to die little by little. But you don't know. You begin to die. Your conscience dies. All the good things God has for you begin to die. It aborts all the greatness in your life. And you know what? It will not happen immediately. It goes. Until the person crash lands. Your plane will not crash land. You can't be delivered from covetousness. So I give you 8 points. I will end the service. So to escape the possible mystery of covetousness, you've got to take notes of this 8 point. Number one. 8 point. Be thankful always for what you have. For what you have. For what you have. Do you know the cost of your kidney? Do you know the cost of your heart? Do you know the cost of your blood? Do you know the cost of your life? Do you know the whole money in this world cannot buy your life? Be thankful. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, in everything, not in some things, in everything, give thanks. Look at it, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look at me, are you saved? Are you born again? Look at me, then begin to thank God. Thank God for your life. Then, thank God for your good body. Thank God for your soul. Thank God for your salvation. In fact, look at me. Thank God for your family. In fact, thank God for your friends. Some of you need to thank God for the wife God has given to you. Some of you need to thank God for the husband God has given to you. Most times when it's raining, for a very long time, you know what I do? I stand outside and I'm looking at the rain like this. Some families are living in the rain. And most time when I finish eating, I tell people that will give me food though. And again, I begin to thank God. Most people are eating their meal in the prison. Thank God for freedom. Do you know that somebody are passing food into their system? Why is it that you don't think about what God has done? Why is that it's about what He has not done? And we told you that what you think He has not done, He will not do them. See, if He has done for one, He's going to do for yours. And He's going to do yours in a big way, because the Bible says the glory of the latter shall be greater. What is coming for you is bigger than what is in the hands of your friends. The gold medalists don't come first, they come last. There's a reason why it seems your things are delayed, because you are carrying the gold and you are going to be celebrated longest. Don't kill yourself because of what you don't have. God is not sitting in heaven and playing now. He has put some things in place for you. I pray for you, you will not die and miss it in the name of Jesus. Now look at me. To have ambition is not a sin. In fact, without ambition, we cannot excel. I have ambition. What's the difference between ambition? Ambition is you have a plan. You are praying about them. But convention says, I have to have it. I have seen boys looking at another person's car. I must have this car next year. I have never prayed to have a bigger car. Take it or leave it. I have seen people saying, Daddy, you don't have a house. If I don't have a house, will I not make heaven? The way I'm living is in a house. You can't answer me. Be shaking your head like tortoise. You can't answer me. I sent a lady and his two children to school. Her two children to school. So as those boys were growing, the courses they want to read were powerful. One was going to read aerodynamics. Aerodynamics. You know how much he's going to spend. So he brought the boy to me to say, sir, this boy said he's going to read it. And so I look at the boy. And I said, he said, yes, sir, that's what I want to read. And I said, no problem. Continue, read it. So when I was escorting them, she said outside, she used to call me Bodami, is this house yours? I said, no, it's not my house. She broke down and started crying. I said, what's wrong with you? How are you doing all this for people? The life of a man is not in what he gathers. And I've not preached to you to pity me. I live a very good life. If you come around me, you will have enjoyed. You will enjoy more than you plan your life. My second name is enjoyment. So don't pity me that. Baba NJ, you're going to white in Iran, you will suffer. Mm-mm. I know they suffer. Last year, 25 people graduated. I will not think. I will be saying, God, He has not done for me. What has He not done for me? He's done so much for me, Femi Akiola. I cannot tell it all. You are the one that don't see what God has done. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20. To have ambition is good, but don't be covetous. From that small business, God will make you great. From that war room, God will make you great. Don't pull it. Don't push it. Yes, you can take risk. You can prayerfully take risk. And I've not preached that you should do put effort. Put in effort. put in effort with prayer. Ask from your prophet, what should I do? So that you will not have, be a storyteller in life that I didn't do anything. But don't be covetous. Covetous will make you to become very desperate. Covetousness will make you to be told you lose your conscience. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things. For all things. You know, there was a particular time I started thanking God for the staff God has given to me. I said, thank you. I was mentioning them one by one. Thank you for this person. Thank you for this person. Thank you for this. Now, one of my pastors on the mountain said, Baba. I said, yes. In fact, you, thank God for you. Why can't you find a reason to thank God for what is around you, for the peace around you? But no, you are looking for what is not yet your time to get it. The dollars you are pursuing now, if you can wait, that dollar will, Bible says, you will gather gold as dust. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, say amen.
Amen.
You have only one son, be thankful. Some people don't have any and they are married for 20 years. Are they counseling for a woman last Sunday? They are married. They are married since I was a teenager. And they don't have any child. And I'm no longer 50. I'm not 51. I'm not 52. Don't calculate my age. When I was a teenager. So calculate with their age now. Very beautiful woman. But there's no one child. Oh, she's very pretty. Very pretty. She and her husband, they are pastors. They don't have any child. So when I said, let's pray, she closed her eyes. So I opened my eyes thinking she will have this. Amen. And everything God said she do, she recorded them. First week, 21 weeks of prayer. He said, this first week, God said this. And she was playing them. I listened to them one by one. I was touched. Your problem is not to 5 years old. There is no abuse. You will not abuse your pastor. And we say we should leave our church. You say, I know go come here, go die. You will not die here. God will push you away. Number two. Be peaceful with what you have and what God has given to you. Don't just thank God. Be peaceful with it. Be peaceful with the house. Be peaceful with the environment. Be peaceful with your wife. Be peaceful with your husband. Be peaceful with your helper. Be peaceful with what God has given to you. Be peaceful. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world has given. The friend that is family, in my house, I don't collect nonsense. They collect bullshit. Be peaceful. Number three, because of time. Be helpful always. With what you have. Before this church was registered, we registered the foundation. Save the African Youth Foundation. We registered another one. Why? Because we believe in humanity before religion. What did I say? We believe what? Humanity before religion. I hope you know that out of the money in your pocket, it doesn't belong to you alone. you're not answering me. I hope you know the money, it doesn't belong to you alone. Let me tell you who owns the money in your pocket. Number one, God. Number two, devil, if you don't give to God. Number three, family. Number four, I'll be your papa, I'm telling you the truth. That money in your pocket is not your own alone. But your failure and your poverty belongs to you and your children. Connect here. Let me pray for you. You will not fail. I'm not hearing amen. You will not fail in life. You will not be poor in life. So all of a sudden, God upgraded you from 50K to 55K. 5K. Even the 5K in your hand is not your own alone. You will see me people and say, madam, I'm rich over. Take 1,000 naira. take 500 naira. The Bible says, just 500 naira, you have done your own for God. Should I continue? If you want me to stop, shout hallelujah. So help people. If I tell you some things now, your faith will shake. Let me not tell you. Help people. What do I do when I have only 13,000 in my account? And the Lord is telling me, give this one 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. I was in the church. The pastor said he gave 5 people. How many people gave money? He gave 5 people. How much did he give them? He gave them 500,000 to 5 people. And he said they have served in the church for how many years? For 5 years. And those people stood up and he said, I need all this money. You should get up myself before I change my mind. On the altar. If he gives them 50, if he gives them 500 million, he won't check him. Then, I want to see your hand as I've lifted my hand here now. May your hand remain a giving hand. Yeah. Want to conquer covetousness? Sit down. Let your hand begin to give. I know, that money will come into my account. If I know, if we make 10,000, I'll be laughing at 10,000. You are mad. Only you will come out of my bro. Then, so out of the 10,000, I will just say, you need to take 1,000. You need to take now. And I will go to sleep. And my seed that I've sown in time of distress. You want to covetousness? Number one, I said, go. Be thankful. Number two, what? Be patient. Number three, be helpful. There are some people you will meet at the altar, sir. Tell them, keep short. You are disturbing God. Go, take. There are some people you have to set them up on business. Oh my God. That is the church I pray for. And that is what is going to happen. There are some people we have to say, take, this is motto. Go, do transition. Be submitting, so. If they do well, fine. If they don't do well, we collect our motto from them. There are some people who put in business, say, take 40%, remit 60% there. If they are not faithful, we put them out. I said 8 points. I give you 3, number 4. Are you still there? Number 4 is very, very technical. Listen, make sure your conversation, your manner, your character is without covetousness. Your conversation. Your conversation. Immediately a lady traveled abroad. Somebody came to me and said, Daddy, I said, what? He said, I'm preparing my wife should be in America next 2 months. I said, she will not collect visa. America is saying, Baba, Mutipari Bugwe. You will not die before your time. Your conversation. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Is it not painful? A student in this church called me. Hello, sir. I said, how are you? He has never called me before. He says, sir, I'm in my third year. And I say, I'm happy for you. I want him to be hearing wherever he is now. He said, Baba, all the businesses I've done. He said, by now, I should be. Is it 3 or 4 houses? He said, by now, I should be building my fourth house. I said, hello. I checked the number again. I off it. Maybe the thing, you know. He called again. I said, what did you say? I special said, is it not Isiaka? He said, yes, it's me. You said you are supposed to be in your fourth house. What kind of business? He said, Baba, they are different. My fourth house. I said, I hope you told your mother what you are doing. I said, if God wants to preserve you, he will make sure they lock you in prison so that you will not die before your time. See, I'm not the kind of pastor that will support all the people that are doing Yahoo around me. You know what I did? Pastor Paul, you know what I did? I called them. I told them there is land, social place. There is land. We showed them where land is. And I told them, after now, don't do it again. Am I not a good pastor? I'll not be saying, Yahoo, he said what to my sheep. So listen, oh my dear client. I'm a prophet. There's nothing we cannot do. Like, there's nothing we cannot do. Prophet. When we get heaven, we stand. Criminal, that you get out of me will not be my portion. I call all of them. You don't know I call your sons? I call all of them into my office. You, this is what you are doing. It's lapping you at this computer you are doing. Say yes. You is your own prosper you are doing. Say yes. Hacking to the voice of God. That money you have gathered. Their land. You know what? They have bought lands. They have started farming. I said, from now on, if you do that, who is not there? Oh? I said, you will be cut. And all of them change. The one that's not changed, I don't know him. The day I know him, I will invite you, call that guy, meet me in my office. I'm not the kind of guy that shine with prophecy. The Lord is telling me something. You are being a bad boy. You are a bad boy. God is saying you stole. I don't do that too. I don't talk for show. So I call and I warn. I pray for our children. Covetousness will not finish them. Let your conversation. Third year university, 4 houses. Excuse me, sir. If I don't have faith, I'll be saying, my Lord, you reach out shiwolele. I have met people in my life. Seriously, I've met presidents. I've met vice presidents. Eledam. Jesus. Iaito. You now begin to sing songs of sorrow. Iyayito. There's no key for it. Iyayito Jesu. Kobami Lara. Then you now pray small prayer. Oluwa, Majendia. Oluwa, Iyakwaju. Oluwa, Iyakwaju. You now say again. Money, Iyayito. I don't know. You hit your head. Iyayito. Meanwhile, the boy that spoke to you is a thief. The boy that spoke to you is an armed robber. The boy that spoke to you is doing ritual. That's why the Bible says we should not compare ourselves to ourselves. You saw somebody in plane. You now begin to harass me in the church. I've been going to church. I've never entered plane. Is it the church that will make you enter plane? One stupid keyboardist came to me. I've been playing keyboard in this shop for a while. This is a person, he's not a believer, he's in playing. I say, you too. And they are your mentors. I want more sheep. You want to live long? Then if anything happens, what did daddy say? Daddy said, live covetousness. Covetousness. You are telling somebody by next tomorrow I'm going to buy that motto. That motto is 75 million and your salary is 50,000 naira. What is your plan? You that they are telling, won't you run because you are the one they will use for it? Why? At my age, she's still asking me. That motto you bought, where did you see the money? I'm embarrassing you. Do you know why? It's not that I can't afford it, but you have to get the responsibility on my head. As money is coming around that one, I have to do this. So, how did you gather money? If I can be asked, where did you get money to buy a car running to almost 9 million? Then I should be able to ask you. where did you see money to build 4 houses? I apologize if I'm embarrassed. I have taught you, if you decided to become a thief and you are coming to church lifting up your hand, I'm telling you, you'll be carried in bulk. As God knows, I will not be around that day. You get to a company, 2 weeks, 3 years, 2 weeks, 2 months, you want to become the chairman. I'll read the Bible for you. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. A stupid boy entered my office, and I closed my eyes and opened it, and I said, are you dating your chairman's wife? And the idiot opened his mouth to say, Daddy, must you see that? I said, this week, by Thursday night, they have put something in that woman's body. The next time you hit her, you hit death. The animal said, I just said I should do this last one. King the baby 10 million. Who is guilty, the woman or the boy? The chairman will think he has a wife. The boy, because of covetousness. Anything you got by covetousness cannot last. But anything God gives to you, let everybody be making noise. Your own is your own. You know what? Everything God has given to me, I used to smile with Shakara. It's not going anywhere. What are you doing with your wife's boss? Because of his covetousness. As I'm talking now, you're angry. The church is not to excite you. The church is not to make you happy. The service today, we are not happy. I'm not sent to make you happy. Jesus said he was sent to even scatter family, which I tried to do, and they showed me pepper. Shall I continue? If you want me to continue, shout amen. He said, for I will not leave thee nor forsake you, but let your conversation be without covetousness. You are so proud. You have not gotten it. You are harassing people. I cried when a pastor, I breathed, was going to meet a boy that, how did you make it? A boy that is a thief. Pastor Dan, we were at the police station, and the man said, we ran a test through your phone with your so-called boy, and we want to know whether you are still in together. Dan, I almost entered the ground. We want to know whether you are the one that is telling him to ask for cards. Let me tell you, there is nothing we do that people don't know. In this time of AI, in this time of technology, when you are talking on phone, as you are talking, be calling Jesus, because you are being monitored. They monitor you on earth, they monitor in heaven. The Bible says, for we are surrounded, cloud of witnesses. It is the one that is too noisy that you know. Some you will not know. You are still angry? Get ready. More is coming. You know, it's 8 points. This is number five. Should I continue? Make sure you die daily. You want to kill covetousness? Die daily. Don't be moved by what people have. You're not saying what is that useless? No, but don't be moved by it. Show me the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, good news. Colossians 3:5, good news. You must put to death. You must put to death. You must put to death. Then the early desire at work in you, such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil compassion, and what? Which is covetousness. Put them to death. Daily. So that you can live long. Especially women. You want to wear the shoe your friends are wearing? You want to live the life your friend is living? And some men that are so desperate. Number 6. Deliberately choose not to use covetous words. Don't forget, I said conversation. Now, words. Deliberately choose not to use covetous words when trying to get people's attention. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 2:5. For neither at any time use we flattery words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is our witness. How you talk to people because you want to chase clout, you want to show them that you have arrived, will sell you out to attack. Somebody don't have anything to say, I'm low, but mulenu. Enunye. A man was fumbling in front of the bank. He was fumbling. That was how they follow him. Oh my no, mono. Suffering pro max. They beat him to nonsense. I said, you don't have money, but you are saying that I know how much you made last week. If I yesterday, I'm just talking about 10 billion. And it's even in a room and a parlor. 10 billion. Billion. They told him to lie down. They started flogging him. After they flog him, they said, what are we going to do again for wasting our time? They cut his fingers. Then. They said, what are we going to do again? Then he started begging. Many women walk out of their marriage because they never believe their husband will make it again. After the man has arrived, they now came and say, hey, you know, it was just a test. You are testing me. We're leaving. Should I continue? Your voice is going down. Your last Sunday was better than this. Should I continue? Choose to avoid being motivated by covetousness to do anything. I told you, there are some things your younger brother will have before you. There are some things your younger sister will have before you. There are some things your junior, younger will have before you. That does not mean you are not going to have it. Your own time is coming. Your own turn is coming. In fact, take it or leave it. It's not a curse. Some of you, your brother, sister will marry before you. They will build her before you. That does not mean they are superior. Ty Kane, twins born the same day, don't have the same destiny. Forget about astrology. I pray for you, the plan of God for your life will come to pass. When it comes to money, avoid being motivated by covetousness. When it comes to money matter, avoid 2 Corinthians 9:5. 2 Corinthians 9:5. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they should, that they will go before unto you and make up beforehand your body, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, not as a matter of covetousness. The Bible says in the book of Luke 15, beware of covetousness. For a man does not consist in the things that he gathers. Don't let anything move you to act in covetousness. Let it go. Believe you me, what is yours will come to you. You will not miss your opportunity. You will not miss your time. You will not miss your season. I'm praying for you. You will not miss your platform. You will not even miss your helper. The money meant for you will get to you. I'm not saying you should not do effort. As you put effort, the Lord will turn your effort to big success. The Lord will crown your effort with great success. You will not walk and die as a useless person in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, have something to show for life. You will not die in that chapter. You are getting a bigger one in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for shout seven amen and pack your blessing. The last one, and we go home. Check your heart. That is, check your soul. That is, check your mind. Check. Do a spiritual checkup. Do I have it that my mind, my soul, if there's covetousness, check. Check. Because covetousness is in the heart. Look at it for me. Ezekiel 33, verse 31. Are you there? And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people. God is talking to the prophet Ezekiel. And they hear thy words. Look at it. Look at it. But they will not do them. This will not be your portion. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their... So can we just say where? Covetousness is where? So I pray for you. Have covetousness in your heart. You get out now in the name of Jesus. Now we started with Luke. And I showed you the particular man that gathered so much. So you remember? And he gathered for himself. He gathered for himself. Without living for God. Yeah? God blessed him so much. He died unexpectedly. He went to meet the God he did not honor. Hey. He died as a covetous man, living a covetous life. Bible said, what is going to use for many, many years was with him. No provision for God, no provision for kingdom, no provision for humanity. That's what the Bible said. He went to eternity to meet the God he was not prepared to meet. He went to eternity to meet the God that blessed him so much, but he never had time for. Now, can you answer this question? All the things he has gathered, who will go chop him? He went to him to eternity to meet the Jesus he never prepared to meet. Can I pray for you? You will not die before your time. Yeah. However, as I end this sermon, you can choose to live otherwise. You say we don't know you. You that you tell your sons that it does not matter how you make the money, just bring money. You see, we don't know you. That you tell your daughter they can have multiple men. You know she's engaged to somebody and another man is coming to the house to sleep with her. But you think we don't know you? God knows you. We come to church like a normal people, but we are animals and beasts. I want to pray for this house and anybody listening to me. Covetousness will not end your story. The only way to this thing is say no to covetousness. That's the only way. You must hate covetousness. You must hate unprofitable gain. There are profitable gain, there are unprofitable gain. You must conquer greed. Look at me. Leave your size. Wear your size. Are you listening to me now? Drive your size. Don't live in a house that you cannot pay the house rent. The just shall live by faith, but the just must plan according to what they have. We are looking for land. I told people looking for land. Look for land of 20 million. Look for 2. One agent came here. They said they have seen land of 250. I said, 250. Are you fine? You want us to steal? Use the door. I have told you my budget. Work with my budget. Are you listening to me now? I will now come, Father. The Bible says, you will build your church. And the gate of hell will not prevail. 250 million. Oluwashe. We will steal. We will prophesy what God did not say. I don't want to die young. I want to sleep and wake up. I did not think twice. I said, when you see anything close to it, don't tell me. Before then, Ido and Sam, I seen the land here, 1 a.m. They did not come near me. Because they knew, I told them, 20, look for 2. We can't find it. God punish your mouth. The earth is of the Lord, and his fullness thereof. God will bless me according to what I have. And if we cannot find, I will find one that is at least 30 something million. Abibeko, you shoot high. If it doesn't reach, at least it goes somewhere. Leave your size. I can start from one plot. From one plot, I can buy a city. Ah, Nani, you are a big. Shut up! Don't push me into hellfire. I am big, I know. But I walk with what I have. You want to drive motor? You are looking at Range Rover. Excuse me, what range? Is it within your range? Eh? So I told one of my daughter, find out how much is range. And she calculated. She says, ah, when we convert this dollar into naira, this range is 120 million. I said, okay. Thank you very much. Put it aside. Why are you like that? Leave your size. Can you stay in one room? Can you stay more than in one room at a time? Can you sit in 2 chairs? You will not answer me again. You will not answer me again. Can you sleep on? Can you sleep on 6 feet by six by six? Eh? 6 by 6. 6 by 6. Do you know the size of your coffin is 6 feet? By, I don't even know size of coffin. But I know that 6 is like this. The other one might be 2 or 4. What in bed is that? So you know, I don't know. So why are you, what's wrong with you? Leave your size. Somebody bought a chair, a gold chair. That chair is 15 million. The mother was sick. I said, what about the chair in your room? The gold chair. He looked at the wife. The wife looked at him. I said, go and sell the gold chair. The man looked at me. I said, be going. He said, used to flaunt. Anytime he wants to do meeting or he wants to go online, you begin to sit on gold chair. Idiot. Tell somebody beside me, tell him, leave your size. Dress your size. Drive your size. You know why you're not talking? Enigma. Covetousness, no enigma. I'm telling you the truth. There are some cars, if they give me now, I will sell it. Test me. I want to know. I will, as it's coming, I'll pray for you. As I will pray for you. You didn't come, they gave me a car. We sold the car and fed the church. You are my former tenant. We sold the car and fed people on the street. So when a car comes now, you know what I'm going to do? I will sell it, buy another car that is at least better. So that we don't say, then I will use the money to build industry, and some of you will work there, and you will not know that I'm the owner. Because if you know, you are going to fumble. Then we will build church out of the rest. After removing the tithe, don't forget. Drive your size. You put 4 million hair on your head. Your head that cannot produce one egg. I know you're angry. The microphone is in my hand. And I say again, if I've embarrassed you today, I'm sorry. But please, covetousness kills. You begin to borrow money, because you want to do what will make you die. I have preached. I believe with this 3 points of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that covetousness is real and it can kill, but you will not die before your time. Whether I say amen or not, you will not die before your time. Rise up on your feet. You can't pursue anybody when they are buying. Leave them alone. They are buying what is very important into them. You to buy what is important to you. A man got a house. After renting the house, you know what he did? In one house, he put 6 ACs. Then, in one house. He said it was heat that killed the mother. He said, Brooklyn, he said, yo, this work, be praying for me anytime. Just remember, I pray for grace. Just pray for grace. He said it was until the wife was sick. All the children pneumonia. The doctor said, for each of them, we will need just 150K. He doesn't have 150 naira. I told him, I said, you are a very stupid man, sir. You are God will punish you, sir. Start selling those AC. The AC he bought for 450. They bought it for 150, 120. What is wrong with you? Why are we living a life that we are not? Father, deliver me from covetousness. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. The root of covetousness in my life, let them be uprooted. I thought you were going to pray. Power that is making me to pursue what you have not given me now. Father, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Deliver me from covetousness. Deliver me, O. Deliver me.
The joy of my salvation. And renew thy spirit within.
Deliver me from covetousness, Lord. Say, deliver me from greed. Somebody pray. Deliver me from materialism. Yeah, you are not praying.
Take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Deliver me from greed, Lord. Deliver me from greed. Somebody pray. Deliver me from materialism.
The joy of my salvation.
I remove my eyes for what belongs to others. I refuse to kill myself before time. You are not praying. Somebody say, I receive the spirit of contentment. Say, I receive the spirit of contentment. I receive the spirit of contentment. I am contented with what God has given to me. Are you praying? Are you praying? Every root of covetousness that is deep in my heart, Lord, I approach them. Every root of covetousness that is deep in my heart, Lord, let them be uprooted. I thought you were going to pray. I thought you were going to pray. Somebody pray. Every grip of covetousness in my life, I break loose from them. I break loose from a grip of covetousness. Are you praying here? Are you praying here? Every altar of covetousness in my life, I bring them down. Every altar of covetousness, I bring them down from my life. Are you praying? Every spirit of competition, every spirit of comparison, I receive deliverance from them. I refuse to compete with anybody. I run my race. Are you praying? I am generous. I am a giver. I am not covetous. Say, I am generous. I am a giver. I am not covetous. I am generous. I am a giver. I am not covetous. I am generous. I am a giver. I am not covetous. I am generous. Koro sekete marata. I am generous. I am a giver. I am not covetous. 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 Every pattern of covetousness in my family, in my lineage, I conquer them. I conquer them. Long life is my heritage. Long life is my heritage. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Please stretch your hand to this auditorium as I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, covetousness will not finish you. Whether you say amen or not, the power on this altar is working on your life. Covetousness will not end your story. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. Every root of covetousness in your heart, I uproot them now in the name of Jesus. That means your heart will bleed because it's going to be tough. Every root of covetousness in your eyes, I uproot them in the name of Jesus. Anything that is making you to look for what is not yours that will kill you, I command that it to die in the name of Jesus. Thus said the Lord, what is yours? Oh yeah, take it in the name of Jesus Christ. What is yours will come. We will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. Your amen doesn't have power. I say it will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He carried you when he was blessed. But now he's down and you left him because you heard a rumor. Church, open your eyes. Watch out when what people tell you about anybody. Watch out what people tell you about anybody. Most times the mouth of men are not good. And people talk to us to change our mood. I don't believe anything anybody says about anybody. There is nothing. And so we know what I will do? I will ask the person. Now if I ask the person and the person reacts, it's because the person has done it. And the Lord said, you are here. The man carried you when things were good for him. Now God has said, wherever you are, they have spoiled him and you left him. Two things I pray. You will go and carry that man now in the name of Jesus. And if you refuse to carry that man, I stand on this altar to pray. The Lord is lifting him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I'm still praying for you. Your heart will not be a coveting heart. Your eyes will not be a coveting eyes. They sell cars around me. I have never looked at them and said, look at this car, make I have one. Well, for what? My car is good. Power to put what God has given to you in good condition. Your wife in good condition. Your daughter in good condition. Your husband in good condition. Are you listening to me? Your house in good condition. Oh, you are receiving now in the name of Jesus. Power to manage what God has given to you. Are you still there? Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, you are there now. They don't want to associate with you because things are down and bad for you. The Lord said, I have lifted you. I pray on this assembly that this is a generous assembly in the name of Jesus. This is a great assembly in the name of Jesus. This is a blessed assembly in the name of Jesus. We are not covetous assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you that you will live long. Your days will be long. You will not use your hand to pluck down your life. You will not use your hand to finish yourself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So, mighty good one, I prevail. The word of God will prevail in your life. Forever, oh Lord, the word is settled. The word of God will settle in your life. And you will have something to show for serving God. Thank you, precious Lord. Somebody say, I am a giver. Say, I am generous. I am not covetous. Say again, I'm a giver. I am generous. I am not covetous. Say, let me hear you. Oh yeah, shall Jesus let the world clap for Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make happen.